Shoot. Forgot to lock the door. Sorry, pal, but the bar is closed for tonight. Just one drink. Yeah, I'm sure. Just one drink. Then another, and another, and another, right? I know how you young men are. But you do look like you could use it. And you do look really, really cute. Alright, come here and take a seat. But remember, just one drink, and then you'll let me close. So what can I get you, cutie? Whoa. And why exactly would you need a bottle of my strongest? Which, by the way, sounds like something you got from a bad movie. Nuh-uh. If I'm going to give a little thing like you some hard liquor, I at least need to know why. And lift your head up off your arms for me. I can barely hear your muttering. Aww. I recognize that look in your eyes. Like someone just gone and ripped the life out of you. Okay, cutie. Better question. Who broke your heart? You didn't need to say it. I just have some experience seeing people who are at their lowest after a bad breakup. Been there a few times, too. It's alright. You can tell me. Childhood friend? Yeah. Those are some of the worst. When the people we think we know so well change. Must have been terrible after you were dating all those years, too. I'm sorry for you, cutie. I really am. Want to tell me about it? Might be good to get it off your chest. And please, there's no judgment here. I have heard about all the stories there are. Holy shit. She made you come all this way, only for you to walk in on her and two other guys. I can't even. And that's how that bitch told you she wanted to break up. After you finally worked up the courage to tell her you loved her. No wonder you came in here to drink your thoughts away. I wouldn't want to sit with that sort of thing either. Oh, there, there, sweetheart. Just go ahead and cry. It's alright, I understand. Hey, don't start blaming yourself. Don't even talk. Right now, just let your tears out. Just let it all out. It's okay. You'll be okay. Good, good. There you go. Shh. 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 There you are. That's it. Just breathe now. Nice, deep breaths. Just breathe, sweetheart. Just breathe. Feel any better? Okay. My God, you poor boy. I'm so sorry for you, cutie. A sweet little thing like you doesn't deserve to go through something like that. Oh, I'm very sure. Again, I meet all kinds of people at this table. And I know a good boy when I see one. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm not giving you a bottle of anything. Since you would just be trading car problems for whole body problems. But I can give you something to help you a bit. Now this mixture is a little strong, and it probably going to leave your throat a bit sore, but it'll definitely take your mind off what you saw, if only for a minute or two. Ah, don't worry. This one's on the house. You deserve it. And I could use a little myself to help forget that awfulness you went through. You don't mind if I join you, right? See? That's what I mean. Such a good boy. Cheers, cutie. We'll say it's to you finding someone who deserves your love. Shoot. Hey, are you okay, cutie? Yeah, of course it's hot in your throat. That's the whole. Wait, was that your first time drinking? Oh my goodness. It was, wasn't it? And you took the whole thing. Bottoms up. Like a champ. At least you'll have one thing to be proud of doing tonight. Well, good on you for having your first alcohol with a responsible server, young man. After all, first time should always be with someone who cares about you. So, is there anything else I can do for you, cutie? All right, you have a safe drive home then. Wait, hang on, actually. How far away do you live again? Okay, that's a long way for someone who's just had their first alcohol. Especially a little lightweight like you. I might not be able to let you go. No way, cutie. Just because you feel fun doesn't mean you are. I've seen people way bigger than you walk out of here fine, only to end up in an accident or worse later. And I don't want you to be one of them. I've got a room upstairs with a bed. It's a lot comfier than the wooden seat here. If you don't seem drunk after a little while, then I'll let you go. Hey, it's okay. I'm not gonna take advantage of you. Some girls might do that, but I'm not that sort of woman. I just want to make sure you're all right. I promise. You can trust me. So, please. Thank you. Then just let me lock up. Come on, cutie. Take my hand. Yeah, I told you. It's just a bed, nothing else. Sorry, I just never thought I'd bring anyone else up here after, well, a whole lot of bad relationship experiences. Anyway, I can leave you alone for a bit and check up on you in a little while if you want. Oh. Sure, I don't mind keeping you company. Though the bed is a little small, you don't mind getting a little close with me, do you? Good boy. That's right. Just come in close. You can put your arms around me. It's only fair since mine are around you, right? Just relax into me. I'll slip a hand under your head and let you lay your head on my forearm. There you go. Just close your eyes. I've got you. Oh my, you're even more of a cutie like this. So little and precious next to me. Your arms can barely reach around my back. Hey, you don't need to be shy about avoiding my chest. You can cuddle even closer and rest your head there if you want. There. See, isn't that better? Now you can just relax against my soft chest. Relax with my big arms firmly but softly around you. Relax with my body pressed against yours. It's all right. You can close your eyes. I don't want you to become a repeat customer. Drinking your troubles away once in a while is fine. But if you do it too much, you'll get addicted. You'll lose touch with what really matters. I mean, like not getting hung up on what happened today, for one. These sort of betrayals hurt like hell, it's true. And it might take a while before you're ready to open up again. Even so, it doesn't mean you'll never find someone who will love you back. Yes, sweetheart, of course I mean it. I'm sure there's someone out there who love a little thing like you. A sweet young man willing to take the first step in a relationship is a rarity these days. And the good boy who gives such good hugs and cuddles, even more attractive. You're special, cutie. I understand that it's hard to see it right now. It'll get easier with time. And with enough affection and care, you just need to find that special someone who can give that to you. It doesn't need to be in a romantic way. It can be something as simple as this. Just someone who will snuggle you and whisper to you about what a good boy you are. But you don't need to think about that right now. For now, I just want you to rest and take it easy. Rest with me for as long as you want. You can hold me tight. That's okay. Pull yourself nice and close to me. Just breathe, okay? Breathe in the light scent of my perfume. Breathe in the scent of my chest and your face. Relax for me, cutie. For now, just relax and let me take care of you. Sorry, do you mind my kisses on your forehead? Good. And don't worry, my black lipstick comes off with a little bit of water. You don't seem to mind it, though. You like how it feels on your head? How it makes your skin tingle as I leave kiss marks on your cheeks? How your ears turn red as I kiss and taste them a little? Hey, settle down. Come on. You're supposed to be showing me you're not drunk. Just lay still and let me cover your pretty head in lipstick, cutie. Let me show you how much you deserve to be appreciated. That's it. I've got you. You're safe. You're safe with me. It'll be okay. You'll be okay, cutie. One day, baby boy, one day you'll find someone who deserves to hear you say, I love you. Well, I'm not sure if I'm the sort of person you should tell. Not so soon after we've met anyway. Oh, come on, cutie. Don't look at me like that. It's breaking my heart to see you so needy. I will say, I'm certain I like having you in my arms. Your skin is so soft. Your embrace is so soft, too. And I do like the way you're staring up at me. Like a sweet little baby boy. Looking up at his mommy. Cute little mommy's boy. Oh, you're holding me even tighter now. You like it when mommy calls you cute, baby boy? Because mommy would love to show you how cute she thinks you are. But still, might be under the influence. And you're going through a god-awful breakup too. Neither of us should make any hasty moves or anything. I don't want to take advantage of you. Even if I do want to take you. Well, take you and make you mine. Not in a bad way or anything. Just to make you submit to me for a little bit. Make you my cutie. My good boy. Mommy's good boy. I just want to be your mommy. Please, just close those sweet little eyes. You're making it really hard for me to be the responsible one here, cutie. Besides, you're a young man, a sweet, kind, incredibly attractive good boy. You should be with someone closer to your own age. You don't want to do something like this with an old goth dressing bartender like me, do you? You really mean that, don't you? Might just be the booze talking. Still, you do know how to make mommy's heart beat faster, don't you, baby boy? Almost makes mommy want to... No, I shouldn't even start with that. I shouldn't take advantage of you right now. But maybe you could take advantage of me a little. I mean, it's my fault if you are intoxicated, and it's my bed that I invited you into. And I wouldn't want to hurt a small thing like you by trying to stop you. Oh, I'm sure, baby boy, as sure as I can be. So, if there is something you want from me, go ahead and take it. It's more than okay. Wow, are you trying to kiss me? Trying to get a taste of my lips? Here, let me lower my head a little better. Is that better? Our lips are almost touching now. All you need to do is go an inch more forward. Then you'd be tasting my wet, tingly, black lipstick. You don't need to kiss them if you're scared or nervous. But you also don't need to worry. Even if I'm just letting you have your way with me, mommy wants this too, baby boy. Hey, was that your first kiss, cutie? So I took two of your first times already. Must be my lucky night. That's right, cutie. Just focus on the tingly taste of my lipstick. Let me turn your lips black with my tingly kisses. Go ahead and get lost in that mommy's tingly lips. It's okay. Mommy's here now. Mommy's got you now. And mommy's going to make you feel so good. Oh, my God. No, it's nothing. It's just that, well, you're really fucking hard down there. Have you been getting aroused for a while? Huh. I see. I mean, it's not a problem. It's pretty cute. Pretty sexy, too. And it feels really good to have you poking into my thigh. That hard cock just begging to be taken care of. Begging for mommy. For mommy to. Oh, fuck it. I've gone this far. Might as well try to go all the way. Say, cutie, do you want to give mommy one or two more of your firsts? Because I can give you something that'll take your mind off everything else for the rest of the night. Well, for one thing, I could let you play with these tits of mine you've been eye fucking. Oh, yeah, I noticed. You were glancing at them downstairs, and your eyes have been practically glued to them ever since you got into bed with me. Tell me, were you fantasizing about getting a fill or having a taste? Oh. Well, both is good. And lucky for you, I have two of them for you to have your way with. Oh no. Look at that. My tits popped right out just from me shifting my bra a little. Sorry, cutie. I didn't mean to tempt you. But if you couldn't hold back from playing with them, Mommy definitely won't try to stop you, baby boy. You went right for them, sucking and groping my boobs at the same time. You're being so gentle with them, even though you're not clearly used to playing with a woman's tits. No, don't stop, baby boy. I like the way your fingers timidly press around my breast. The way your mouth tenderly suckles my nipple. It's like you're worshipping them. And so cute, cutie. You're so cute. And such a good boy for me. Yeah, my little cutie. Keep worshiping my big, heavy tits. Squeeze them. Spread my black lipstick over my nipple. Let me feel how much you love them. How needy you are for them. Oh. And don't be afraid to moan. Moan for mommy, little cutie. Oh, you really shouldn't be doing this, young man. There's still a chance you're intoxicated. And being under the influence, the first time you're feeling a woman's pleasure, that's the perfect mixture to make you lose control. I suppose I'll just have to take control of you then. You and this stiff, twitching bulge that's poking against me. You want it too? You want mommy to take control of you? I promise I'll make you feel good. Good boy. That's it. Just relax your hips while I gently stroke you. Let my soft, warm hand pump up and down. That's a good boy. Lay back, suckle, grump, and fill every single pump. Pump, pump, pump. Pump, pump, pump. Yeah, you like getting jerked off slowly, don't you, cutie? A light touch and a slow pace are all it takes to make you moan and whimper. Look at your cock, shuddering in my hand. Hey, shh, don't be shy. I like it. I like that you're a little overwhelmed, making you even more of a cutie. A cute, precious, shy boy, getting so much pleasure from a little nursing hand job. Such a cute little thing for mommy. Don't be scared to enjoy this, baby boy. Mommy's gonna take good care of your cock. Mommy's going to take care of everything for her cute little good boy. So, I want you to relax for me. Let my hand stroke your moans out around my nipple. It's okay if you want to squeeze my tits a little harder, cutie. You can play with my boobs however you like. Use them as a stress ball. They're all yours, baby boy. Go on. I'm a big woman. I can take it. Yeah, it feels good when you fondle my breasts up and down like that. And when you look around my nipple, it's making my nipple tingle too. You're starting to get the hang of this, baby boy. But stop thrusting those little hips into my hand. Mommy's in control, remember? You're still new to this. So mommy's going to guide you to pleasure and show you how to feel good. But only if you'll be a mommy's good boy. Understood? Oh, I see. There's a good boy. Mommy's good boy. All mommy's to pleasure and play with. Shh. It's okay to like it. I like my good boy submissive and needy to be taken care of. Just be needy for mommy right now, cutie. Mommy's boobs and hand and lipstick kisses are all you need to think about right now. I don't want you to think about anything but how good I'm making you feel. Like how good it feels when I rub my thick thigh against your cock. Gently rubbing my soft black stocking against the underside of shaft and balls. While my hand tenderly rubs the top half. I can feel you struggling to not hump my leg. Trying to buck those little hips against mommy's thick thigh. Does it feel good to be squeezed between mommy's soft hand and soft thigh? Oh, cutie. Your cock is starting to drip pre-cum in onto me. Look at your pre-cum, making your shaft glisten. Don't be sorry. I like that you're nearly to the point of coming already. But sweetheart, you can't come for mommy yet. Remember, mommy said she wanted to take your virginity tonight. And I still do. I'd love to show you how good a woman's pussy feels. And give you a first time with a woman who cares about you. Yes, cutie. Yes, I care about you. I promise. I mean it. I just want to make you feel appreciated and cared for. And hopefully, make you feel so good that you'll only remember fucking me when you think of tonight. You want to fuck mommy, my little cutie? Thank you. Come up here. Hey, do you feel drunk or dizzy or anything, sweetheart? Be honest with me. Yeah, okay. You don't seem intoxicated. Just checking, that's all. Because if you're going to give mommy your virginity, I want to make sure you really want it. Get up on your knees between my legs, cutie. I'll raise my leg, and I want you to get close to it. That's right. Just lean against me. You look so cute up there, hugging around my thigh. Okay, now just put a hand behind your cute little butt. And rub your cock against my soft, warm entrance. You feel how wet I am, cutie? How easy it is for you to glide up and down for me? It's okay, cutie. You don't need to hold back. Go on, be a good boy, and give mommy your virginity. Fuck yes. That's such a good boy. Going balls deep on the first thrust. And your cock fits so perfectly inside me. Congratulations on your first time, young man. Do you like how a woman's pussy feels? Oh, that was such a cute little yes, mommy. You can barely speak with how good you're feeling, can you? Such a precious little baby boy. Mommy might need to keep you. Oh, nothing, cutie. You're probably eager to start thrusting into me now, right? Okay, then you have mommy's permission. But start slowly, okay? I don't want this to be over too fast. Good boy. Yeah, fuck me like that. Thrust into mommy slow. Slow and deep inside mommy. That's what mommy needs. That's what mommy likes. You really like it too. I can feel your cock pulsing in my pussy. So hard against my soft, wet walls. Your pre-cum mixing with my juices. It's an even better mix than the one I gave you downstairs, isn't it, cutie? Hey, don't squeeze your eyes shut. This is your first time having sex. You should get at least a few sexy images burned into your memory. That's right. Get a good look at your cock sliding in and out of me. Watch my pussy spread open each time you go all the way to your base. Watching your shaft turning white from how wet and creamy you're making me. Look at my eyes too, cutie. Yeah. Look mommy deep in the eyes while you slide balls deep into her pussy. Let me see those sexy, lovable eyes of yours. I want to see how much you love this. How much you love fucking mommy. Oh, I know you love it, cutie. Mommy loves it too. I love seeing my good boy hump my thigh and slide into me. Seeing his desperate eyes as I let him use my pussy to feel good. And you feel so good deep inside me. You feel mommy's thigh quiver against your arm whenever your tip kisses my womb. Mommy's really, really sensitive there. Especially when you press deeper into it. Oh, fuck yes. That's a spot right there. You're gonna get me addicted to you if you keep that up, cutie. And what did I say about not wanting to make you a repeat customer? Then again, maybe it wouldn't be all that bad to have my good boy around all the time. Of course I want you, you silly, sexy boy. I want to make you mine forever so bad. I want to make you feel loved and safe and so, so good. But I don't know. I've never had many long-lasting relationships. Most of them ended pretty badly. Kind of like yours did. That's why I recognize the look in your eyes. Ugh, God. I'm sorry for dumping that on you, cutie. I guess I'm needy to be loved, too. But I don't want you to feel forced or anything. You understand, right? Huh? Hey, I didn't say you can mount me and... Hey, wait. What did I tell you about telling me you loved me? I told you, you've got to be careful throwing that word around. Hey, I didn't say you had to stop, just that you had to be careful. You need to be sure. Because if you tell a lonely gal you love her while you're balls deep inside her and kissing her lips so passionately, then she just might start taking you seriously. Fuck no. I don't want you to stop. I want you to keep my legs locked around yours as you moan sweet things to me. I want to hold your body close as you thrust balls deep into me, because I think mommy's falling in love with you too, cutie. Cutie, just hold on a minute. Cutie, please, just stop. Do you mean it? Because I've been through my share of heartbreaks too, and I don't want to go through another one any more than you would. So, as much as I want you, I only want you if you're 100% serious about this. About me. Say it again for me. Say it to me and really, really say it like you mean it. Look me in the eyes. And tell me, I love you, mommy. Okay, then let me tell you what you deserve to hear. I love you too. I love you, my cutie. Mommy loves you. Mommy loves you so much. And mommy's gonna love making you hers. Yeah, don't worry, cutie. I don't expect you to last much longer with me writing you like this. That's the point. I want your come inside me. I want it now. Oh. Fuck. Look at you. Going back to fondling and suckling my boobs again. You want to come inside mommy badly, don't you? Deep inside mommy. Not your head for mommy. Oh, yeah. That's mommy's good boy. Just lay there and enjoy mommy's heavy ass bouncing on you. Feel my weight on you as I take your cock deep into me. Submit to mommy, cutie. Submit to mommy's big thighs and tight, wet pussy squeezing around you. It's okay. Just let me take control and make you come. I just want you to feel good, cutie. That's all mommy wants. I just want you to feel so, so, so good as you come deep inside me. God, you look so fucking cute down there. So cute with your little body pinned under mine. Just letting mommy make love to you however she wants. Oh, I just can't stop myself from smothering you with my boobs. Oh, holding you so tight as I milk your dick dry. Making you let out those adorable whimpers and gasps. Oh, so good. You're so good, my good little boy. My little cutie. You've got mommy so drunk on fucking you. You better take some fucking responsibility for that. Forget about that bitch who broke your heart, sweetheart. She didn't deserve you. Mommy's going to treat you how you deserve. Give you exactly what you need. Make you feel more loved than anyone else ever could. Yeah, cutie. Give it to me. Pump that cum up into me. Let mommy have given you your first drink, your first kiss, your first time having sex, and your first womb filling, pussy stuffing, spine tingling good cream pie. Hey, it's okay, cutie. I know it's intense. I know it's overwhelming you. But I got you. Mommy's got you. Mommy's got you. You, my beloved baby boy. Mommy's not going anywhere, my good boy. So just let it out. Let all of your pain and heartbreak and longing for love. Mommy will take it all for you, cutie. Come for mommy. Oh, come for mommy. There's a good boy. Come for mommy. Yes, there's mommy's loved baby boy. Come for mommy. Come for mommy. Oh, yes. Yes. That's it. That's it. Oh, my God. There you go. You're pumping so many thick rumps of cum into me. Give them all to mommy, cutie. No. Don't talk, cutie. Just lie there with my breasts around your head Get your bearings and feel your cock pumping its last drops into me as I ever so gently rock my hips back and forth on your still pulsing, leaking cock. Look at your blank and blissful little eyes. So peaceful after mommy's empty your little balls. Such an adorable little cum drunk face, cutie. Well, even if you're drunk in another way, I still can't in good conscience let you go. You'll just have to stay under my soft, heavy, warm body for the rest of the night. Any objections, cutie? Good boy. Because I had a long day of serving drinks and a very tiring yet satisfying night of making you feel appreciated. I could use a nap with my cute boy as a body pillow. Hey, sweetheart, you did feel appreciated, didn't you? Cared for, loved, even if I didn't make you come a little bit too much. That's great. Good boys like you deserve to have first times like that. I'm glad I could give you a few of those. Okay, I get it. You like the taste of my lipstick. But you need to settle down. You're gonna make mommy want to pound you into the sheets again if you keep going. Yeah, that's what I thought. I do intend to drain your balls again, make you so intoxicated on pleasure that you lose control. Another time, and another place. I meant what I said. I don't want to see you back here at this bar. It's no place for a cute little thing like yourself. But... before I let you go tomorrow, I'm gonna get your number so I can call you and let you know when mommy wants you. I'll give you mine too, in case you ever need a little bit more comfort or affection. I would understand if you're still a little broken up about what you went through before you came into my arms and into me. Listen to me, my cutie. If you ever feel unloved or unappreciated, you call me, and I will close this bar and come over to you as fast as I can. Please tell me you'll do it. Good boy. Such a lovable, lovely, loving baby boy. Mommy's baby boy. You're such a good boy for mommy, cutie. I'm not sure how long we're gonna be together like this, baby boy. In my experiences, these sort of lust-filled romances don't last very long. But I'll tell you what, as long as I love you. I'm gonna make you feel like the most loved, appreciated, deserving boy in the whole wide world. Now, get some sleep, my lovely boy. And remember, mommy loves you so much. Mommy loves you.